All right. Good evening, everybody. This is Andy Hozier, and I want to say welcome to tonight's powerful kickoff call. This is really highlighting AvoCare and what AvoCare can do for you. So I hope that you're a guest of a friend tonight. Probably somebody said, hey, you got to check out what's going on with this company, the products that they make, and the opportunity that those products create. And I'm going to be kind of your host for tonight. I'm excited. We've got an incredible lineup of people to share with you what's happening when a new generation of people grab a hold of AvoCare. And in fact, we call this our campus call out. So we're just going to highlight men and women that really got introduced to AvoCare either on a college campus or right after they graduated. That's actually where my story started, is I heard about some incredible products, and I just graduated from college campus at Purdue University here in Indiana. And I found myself sitting in a job in a cubicle, trying to keep me going throughout the day. I was reaching for sodas and coffee and energy drinks and fast food, and just didn't look or feel like a former athlete. And frankly, throughout my days at Purdue and in college, I had changed my major several times because I think we're all looking for the right plan, the right vehicle to help us accomplish the kind of lifestyle that we wanted. And so I found myself really frustrated because I was stuck both physically and financially. That's when I heard about AvoCare and got started on some products. And today you're going to hear a lot of just amazing stories. And let me just share with you, the background of this company is 19 years old. So you might be hearing about AvoCare for the first time today, but just know that doesn't make AvoCare a new company. In fact, they've been producing products now for over 19 years, almost 20 years in the marketplace. And the stories that you're going to hear about are people that got great results when they started utilizing our products. Whether you're just a regular consumer, somebody working in an office cubicle, or maybe even a college student or a college athlete, that the stories that you're about to hear are just going to be incredible. And really, everything at AvoCare hinges on the science that goes into our products, the credibility that AvoCare products create in the marketplace. And the other thing that I saw was really the type of people that were attracted to AvoCare, our world-class endorsers. In fact, we've got our national spokesperson playing on national television right now, just set a new NFL record. So as a company, what we saw was amazing credibility in the possibility to design the kind of lifestyle that we wanted to create. So first and foremost, I want to bring on some stories just to validate maybe what you've already heard from a friend about AvoCare, and because stories really make AvoCare real and bring AvoCare to life. So first and foremost, I want to bring online a friend of mine. His name's Mike. Mike just got started with AvoCare. He's a student here in the state of Indiana, and actually is not only has an amazing product story, but also just recently started building an income with AvoCare as a full-time college student. So Mike, it's him. Are you here with us? Mike, are you here? We've got Mike maybe on mute. Okay, I'm going to switch gears, and we'll bring Mike on here in just a second. Now, the second story that I'm excited to share with you, so Mike is an undergrad student at Purdue University and has an amazing product story and incredible business momentum. The second student that I want to bring online is a graduate student, and his name's Rob Lawson. He also lives here in the state of Indiana. And Rob, are you here with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Well, Rob, tell us a little bit about how you got introduced to AvoCare, where you were, just kind of in your career and studies, what you saw with this company, what's happened so far, and where you guys are going with this.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Andy, for giving me the opportunity to share my story. I have been sharing it with everybody I know and sharing it with people I don't know now, so thank you. But I was introduced to AvoCare by my wife. I am a 28-year-old married man who already graduated in 06 from a small college or university here in Indianapolis, Butler University. And I graduated in chemistry, worked in the corporate setting for about 3 years, and decided that wasn't for me and decided to go back to school. So about a couple years ago, I re-enrolled in pharmacy school at Butler University, and I was hitting the books quite hard for a couple years before my wife handed me a spark and said, you need to try this. Well, I'm also a former college athlete and had to watch everything that was going into my body. And now being a pharmacy student, there's no way I could tell my wife or tell my professors that my wife was giving me these supplements I was now taking that I knew nothing about. So I, after much persuasion from her and losing the reluctancy I had on my part and doing more research into a company and products than any person probably should before just giving it a try, I decided to try it and was hooked on the Spark. That was the first product I tried, which is the first product for a lot of people, and absolutely loved it and loved that so much. I looked into other products and started taking a lot of those products. But what the story I'm going to share with everybody tonight is one on an income level while being in college and needing the extra money. I went from a nice paying job at the corporate setting to absolutely nothing, trying to work my way through college and now just living off of one paycheck from my wife. After looking into the company and what it could provide financially, me and my wife decided this March of 2012 to try out the business aspect of it, try and make some money off of AdvoCare, see if it could provide us some extra income. So we dove into that realm of the business and was able to make a few hundred extra dollars a month. That was something for us at the time was great because we were scrounging. I'm just barely making ends meet being back in school, but knowing that we needed to keep it up for my goal at the end to become a pharmacist. So we worked on the business aspect, and from March of this year to July, gained the entry-level pen position at the Silver and was earning an extra $1,000 a month. And that extra $1,000 a month was great for us. That was more than just some groceries and paying off a few bills. That was taking care of most of our bills. But what's going to make my story a little bit more unique from the others you're going to be hearing tonight is the information I was sadly given at the beginning of this semester, fall of 2012. After working 2 years as hard as I could towards a doctorate of pharmacy degree, I was unable to get a student loan. Nobody told me that the amount of debt I'd be taking out the past 2 years would count towards my debt-to-income ratio and would increase it so much that I would be unable to get a student loan for the next 2 years. So me and my wife had quite a few conversations on what to do because, like I said, I go to a small private college here in Indianapolis, and small private schools equal big tuition payments. So there was no way that I could get scholarships enough to cover the $48,000 a year that Butler charges. But we decided that AdvoCare was put in our life at the right time for the right reason and decided to push that business aspect of it as much as we could. So we concentrated on AdvoCare and building our business. And we are on pace to try and get the gold level here in the next month or two, which is an extra $40,000 a year. Now, I'd like to stop and just say that again because I am in school not putting in 80 hours of work a week and going to school hitting the books. I am going to school and studying only, and AdvoCare could give us an extra $40,000 a year. Now, I shared my story with Andy today, and he liked it so much he wanted me to share it with everybody else. But after telling that to him, he brought it to me and my wife's attention that we could be on track to get the Ruby level by next March. Now, for those of you who don't know, Ruby is an extra about $80,000 a year. And this is just absolutely flooring me, boggling my mind that in college, I could be making the same amount that some pharmacists will be making, which is what I'm going to school for, when they graduate. So I have already set myself up to have a great residual income. Not only that, AdvoCare has given me the opportunity to stay in school when I was given very bad news. It's kind of beyond my control. I was able to utilize AdvoCare and stay in school, at least for now, but hopefully, getting to the gold and ruby levels, I won't have to worry about trying to take out student loans and have AdvoCare as my source of payment for school. So that's what I wanted to share with everybody. It is a possibility. While you're in school, you can obtain a large income. A lot of students who I've talked to say, no, they need to concentrate on their studies. They don't want to worry about running a business. Well, you do need to concentrate on your studies. I'm not going to deny that at all. But think about all you're studying right now and how much free time you have. Now, you don't need to spend that free time working, you know, on a campus sub shop making subs for $8 an hour. You can spend your free time sharing your stories, talking about your friends with AdvoCare, and earning an income that way. So if I can do this, anybody can do this. I've known a lot of other people who were said the same thing, and that's why I got on board, because it is definitely obtainable by anybody who sets their mind to it at any age. So that is my story. Thanks for listening, and with that, I'll send it back to Andy.
Well, thank you, Robbie. Thanks for sharing. And, you know, just when you shared your story today, it blew me away that your story needs to be told. You know, just the reality of today's job market, whether you're in college or out of college, the people are looking for solutions, whether it's physically or financially. And you know, just an amazing story. And another amazing story, so a young man that started his business while he was on campus at Texas A&M University down in the state of Texas. Michael O'Rourke, are you here with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, well, hey, tell us a little bit about your story and what you guys are doing now.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Andy. And that was a great story. I really, really enjoyed that. Very motivating. Gets me excited just hearing it. But a little bit about me. I got introduced to AdvoCare my junior year at Texas A&M. I was in the Corps of Cadets, so I was planning on going into the Marines at the time. And you'll actually hear from my sponsor, Wes Bewley, who introduced me to AdvoCare a little bit later. But anyways, I got started mostly on was interested in products. I worked out, you know, like any Marine option guy would, and was very active, and was always looking to get an edge, get stronger, bigger, faster. And found out about the products, got amazing results when I started on the products, and I was just absolutely floored by them. But then again, when you're taking the same stuff the pros are using, you shouldn't be too surprised. But I ended up putting on about 20, 25 pounds of muscle and dropping 15 pounds of fat in my first 9 months on product. So that got me really excited about the product, obviously, but also I was introduced to the business opportunity around the same time. And when I heard about the business opportunity and I knew how well the products worked, I decided to get straight to Advisor, which is the top discount level of our company, because one, I wanted a discount on the products, and two, I knew that Advisor is how I was going to make the most amount of money possible for the amount of time I was putting into it. But my first year, while a full-time college student at A&M and in the Corps of Cadets, very busy, I ended up making over $35,000, $40,000. And this, again, is just purely on a part-time basis, and also got the opportunity to go on three all-expense-paid vacations with AdvoCare, all within the first 12 months of me starting the business, which was, you know, living in the dorms and going on these all-expense-paid vacations with AdvoCare was just unbelievable, because they are five-star vacations, as I'm sure you'll hear from some of these other guys. But that got me really excited, and it enabled me to go through school with paying my way without taking on any debt. And fast-forwarding a little bit, I really grasped hold of the idea of live like no one else now so you can live like no one else later. And basically the whole Marine thing kind of fell through a little bit, and my career path changed. And at the time, I was doing AdvoCare, and I really seized hold of it while I was still in school, and decided to build my business actively, just like my sponsor had. And just see how far this could take me. You know, so work the system, and it'll pay you. And that's what I did. And as a result of that, I'm now I've been in AdvoCare about 7 years now. I'm recently married about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. I have two beautiful children, and my wife's able to stay at home with them, and we're able to get married debt-free. Didn't have to take on a bunch of debt for the weddings, things like that. And looking back on it and looking at what's going on today in society with people my age and people going into college right now or in college right now, I was looking at some numbers earlier and just go through these real quick. That the net cost, the average net cost per year minus financial aid for a four-year college education is $15,000 a year. And our silver level, which is the first leadership level in our company, which you can reach in about 2 to 3 months or shorter, you can reach it shorter than that, but pays about $12,000 a year, a little bit more. So what I'd say to everybody on the call who's in college or getting ready to go in or really anybody, but is if you have an opportunity where working on a part-time basis, not only could the average person pay for their college with the lowest leadership level in our company, the first leadership level in our company, but they'd also be developing while building this business, and this is what I love the most about AdvoCare. Through building the business, you're developing marketable skills that you really can't learn in school. You know, you have to learn them in the marketplace. So you're developing these skills that are invaluable in the marketplace. And while you're at it, you're paying for your school. And then, you know, when you end up graduating, you graduate debt-free with no student loan debt and with these skills, these marketable skills that, you know, if you're not already making $1 million a year or something like that with AdvoCare, you're going to be worth a whole lot more to whatever company you end up working with. And on top of that, you've built an income that's going to pay you for the rest of your life, and it can keep on growing, and you can keep building it even after you graduate. So I'm really grateful for what AdvoCare has done for me, what continues to do for me and my family. It's truly given us options that, frankly, not many people in our situation, our age, have. And it's on top of that, the what it's taught me and the people I get to be around as a result of working for such a great company, it's just really exciting. And I can't tell you enough, I can't emphasize enough how much I wish I would have been introduced to it my freshman year, because, I mean, it is just incredible what this company is doing, what it's done for us, and what it can do for you, too. And that's all I got.
That's awesome, Michael. Well, thanks for sharing your story. And, you know, I hope you guys are hearing the heart of everybody sharing their story on this call tonight, that, you know, we share our story for one reason, and that's so that you know what you can do with this vehicle. That we're just like you. We're just a living, breathing example of that. And the next two stories are just absolutely incredible. So we're going to bounce, you know, from Texas to Oklahoma. We're going west, all the way out to Arizona, and a young man that, as a college student and college athlete, heard about AdvoCare and engaged in AdvoCare, and one of the things that Michael talked about was developing yourself as a person and as a leader, and Tyler is exemplary of this. So, Tyler DeBerry from Arizona, are you live with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Well, tell us a little bit about your AdvoCare experience as well.
Sure, Andy. Thank you for having me on, and I really get excited to speak with younger folks and folks in college, because there's just so many of you out there that have such a desire for more, and AdvoCare has the ability to give you so much more. So as far as my story goes, you know, I began my journey my sophomore year of college. At the end of the year, my roommate introduced me to the products. I really was looking for what AdvoCare had to offer physically. And my freshman year as a Division I collegiate swimmer, I put on a hearty 35 pounds of body fat from bad dorm food and a whole lot of beer, and really just an unhealthy lifestyle. You know, I was an athlete, but I wasn't taking care of myself like I should have. I developed injuries in my shoulders, bursitis and tendonitis, and I really was only going to class to sleep certainly wasn't to take notes or pay attention. And so I was in a place where I needed something like AdvoCare, and my roommate was willing to share it. And so I started on the products in March of 2004, and I dropped over 30 pounds of body fat in 90 days. I dropped 9% body fat, replaced all that with lean muscle. My energy went through the roof. I could focus and actually retain the information I was learning in college and in class. And the products helped me elevate my performance to a level that I had dreamed of my whole athletic career, and helped me become an NCAA champion and a 13-time All-American for my school. And so really, you know, you lose body fat, you gain energy, you increase performance, people take notice. And so those folks around me noticed the results that I was getting and were asking me what I was doing. And so really I did not have a mindset to share AdvoCare intentionally. I was what we call a hobbyist in AdvoCare. I shared it with people part-time, casually, and made about $500 on the low side, on the high side, $1,000 a month, on the side of about a 30-hour workout schedule a week plus 16 credits in business school. And so what happened was, as I pursued the college dream of being an athlete and getting my degree, you know, that slowly started to come to an end. And when I neared the end, I started to prepare and realize that, you know what, this season of my life is over, or it's getting close to being over, I started to realize that I was going to have to make some decisions for my life, and I was going to have to do some growing up. And so what happened was, is like many of you, I had been disillusioned with the fact that getting a degree meant that all your dreams were going to come true. I thought I was going to be able to drive the car I wanted to drive, live in the house I wanted to live in, and take all the vacations I wanted to. And, you know, I don't know really where I got. No one necessarily told me that, but no one told me anything else either. And so when I graduated, I thought to myself, you know, I looked at the alumni that had come before me, and I saw a bunch of fat, broke individuals, and decided that I didn't want that to be my future, and that I wanted something more. And when I really started treating AdvoCare like a business intentionally and putting action behind it and really saying, you know what, all I have to do is help more people and impact more lives, and this company can pay me what I'm worth. And that's really when I grabbed on to the coaching and mentorship of my leaders out in San Diego, Christy and Scott McGuyan, and, you know, really, really humbled myself. And it was an interesting concept, you guys. I realized as I finished my athletic career and as I finished my school, I realized that I had a lot of acquaintances. I didn't have many friends, because what I saw was people that really wanted my time when I was willing to go out to the bars and party with them, or, you know, only under a certain set of circumstances were we friends. And when I started to move in a different direction in life, when I started to pursue things of substance and things that mattered and pursue an actual future and not just live for today but actually build something substantial for the future, was when I realized that I need to make some priority shifts, and I needed to shift my attention and my focus. And so within 2.5 months of pursuing AdvoCare as a business, I earned about $7,000. My first year in AdvoCare was a little under $40,000 of part-time income. My second year was about $74,000. The next year was about $120,000. And then this past year was about $295,000. And this year, as a 28-year-old, my friends, I am on track to earn over $650,000. And I'll tell you something, that is not going to make you happy. That is not what makes me happy. You know, my car is not what makes me happy. My house is not what makes me happy. But what makes me happy is the freedom, the flexibility, and the ability to pay forward what has been given to me. And so all AdvoCare has been for me is a very substantial vehicle of freedom at a very young age. At 28, I'm able to say yes to things. that most grown adults have to say no to until a very, very late age in their life. And so what I'm looking for is I'm looking to speak tonight to people who desire more, for people who are looking for something real. They're tired of the smoke and mirrors. They're tired of the trends. They're tired of the fads. They want to grab hold of something significant, because that's how I felt when I graduated college. Is I knew I wanted to do something great. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. And since my athletic career was over, it wasn't going to be that anymore. It was going to have to be something else. And so, you know, there's some of you guys out there who are just trying to grab hold of a different direction, or, you know, just grab hold of somebody who can just show you leadership and pour into you and just show you that there can be more for you. And so what I've done and what you have the ability to do is build a life of design that you see, that you want. And so for me, I wanted freedom and flexibility of finances and time before it actually became an issue. See, sometimes we don't plan for the what if factor of later on down the road. So when I get married and I have, you know, however many beautiful children that that I'm blessed to have, you know, I'm not going to have to fight about finances. I'm not going to have to fight about time because I decided to sacrifice some things that other people weren't willing to sacrifice. So if you're willing to give up some of the temporary pleasures that are surrounding you, and you're willing to say no now so you can say yes later, you really can have it all, and you can have a life of freedom and choices. And so I am just so passionate, even still at $50,000 a month, I am so passionate about helping people physically, but for sure helping people financially, because that is really what makes a difference in people's lives. So thanks, Andy, for having me on.
Well, thank you. And what an inspiring story that, you know, as a young man to be able to, in essence, you're building your own empire instead of somebody else's empire by finding a vehicle that allows you to grow and develop as a leader. And it's just amazing when you think about from the Midwest to the South, out West, that AdvoCare works, period. It works all across the nation on virtually every campus you can imagine and every community that you can imagine, because everywhere we go, people are looking to be in the right place at the right time financially, and people want to get healthy, whether it's cut body fat, gain muscle mass, have more energy, recover faster. And sometimes it takes a while to see AdvoCare, and sometimes people have the ability to see AdvoCare immediately. And so our last and final story to highlight tonight, we're going all the way back to the state of Texas, an absolute champion in AdvoCare. His name is Wes Bewley, and Wes started his business while as a student at Texas Tech University. So, Wes, are you here with us?
I'm here, Andy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hey, awesome. Why don't you just share your story, and we'll just plan on wrapping up the call with you while we're there.
Sounds good. Well, hey, guys, I'll make this brief because you've already heard some incredible stories tonight, and some awesome points have been made to where anyone with an open heart and a willingness to go to work, you should be ready to go right now. I mean, those were some incredible stories you just heard, and certainly some valid points and some things you really got to consider that, you know, I got to say you're extremely fortunate to be on a call like this. To be hearing these kind of concepts, because most people don't hear these kind of concepts until they're 35 or 40. And like Tyler said, a lot of times it's too late or they're trying to play catch up. Whereas you have a moment in time tonight where you can take the reins and really be a forward thinker. And, you know, in order to see AdvoCare tonight, you really have to be a forward thinker. And you really got to kind of look around at what's going on. And when you notice that the average American switches jobs every 3.2 years, and when you start to realize that, you know, all of the programs that were available for years, such as Social Security and, you know, all those type of things, Medicaid, those things are not going to be there whenever you and I are at a ripe old age. And so a forward thinker is listening to this call tonight thinking, you know what, this is my vehicle. And that's exactly what happened for me. You know, the summer of 2000, my plan at that time, I was right out of high school. I was 18 years old, and I'd been told my whole life, you know, go to school, get a degree so you can get a safe, secure job with benefits. And I'm certainly not speaking against a college degree. I think a college degree is a great thing tonight. So don't hear me the wrong way there, especially, you know, if you want to be a nurse or if you want to be a doctor, please go to school. don't try to get some little Kmart, you know, degree if you want to be a doctor and operate on me. But, you know, I kind of came from a generation where, like Tyler was talking about, a degree represented your ticket to the good life. And so that's kind of what I was going to do. My grandpa told me that I should get a degree, and his grandpa had told him that, and his, you know, and so on and so forth. So I was just kind of do what grandpa told me to do. But the problem is that my grandpa grew up in a different age. You know, he grew up in an age where you could get a degree and you could work for a company for 40 years and they would take care of you after you retired. And, you know, those companies just don't really exist today. And so, you know, we're seeing more and more young people become entrepreneurial minded by nature. And, you know, we're really seeing more and more young, sharp, capable people, you know, filter necessary, you know, kind of filter out of the real estate market, out of the medical sales market, out of the pharmaceutical market, and into the direct sales market. And the reason why is because you get exclusivity of products. Nobody can fire you. You have no limit on your income, and you're able to call your own shots. And so I bought into that concept and, you know, began building this as an 18-year-old at Texas Tech. And I was a full-time student athlete, so I had a full plate of life like many of you guys tonight. But I saw that as a great thing because here's the thing, guys. If you're busy on here, which if you're in college or about to start college or just about to get out of college, however it works, you know, there's no doubt you're busy. But here's the thing. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. And so you need to see the fact that you're busy, that you're seeing a lot of people every day, as a good thing, because that's the way I chose to see it. I could have easily said, oh, I'm too busy, got, you know, can't do this. I'm just a college student. But you know what? That would have cost me over $1 million to make that kind of a statement. Instead, I chose to see the glass as half full. The fact that everyone at my college is looking for more energy, the fact that most of the girls I ran into every day were looking for a way to tone up and lose weight, and I could provide a healthy solution, you know, not the unhealthy things that you see a lot of college students do. And then the fact that every single college student I met was looking for a way to earn extra income. So I was like a kid in a candy store, and everywhere I went, you know, my first year, you know, I had what people were looking for. They just didn't know it was called Advocare. And the thing you guys got to really think about tonight is the fact that many of you will never have a larger network than what you have right now. And if you think about that for a second and really focus on that, some of you guys go to classes and you've got 30, 40 students in those classes. Some of you are part of social organizations. And those organizations only get smaller as you get older. So you guys are in the prime of your networking, you know, quote unquote careers right now. And what you got to think about, you got to kind of view your college campus kind of like an airport. You know, you got people that go to your school that are from Texas, that are from Arizona, that are from Oklahoma, that are from New York, that are from Hawaii. And see, what you guys got to realize is that what happens at your college campus can end up leading all over the world one day, all over the nation, you know, immediately. And so you really got to see the fact that you can basically begin operating a business that can pay you 6 and 7 figures out of your dorm room right now. Because what happens at your college, you know, you got all of your college friends that are about to go home for Thanksgiving and about to go home for Christmas. And so if you're the visionary, and you catch a vision tonight of what you can do at your college campus, you can start to get the word out to the people you know. And now when Johnny goes home for Thanksgiving, guess what? His mom and his dad and his aunt and his uncle, they're all getting on it. Now they want to hear about the business too. And, you know, your business can go nationwide straight from your dorm room tonight. That's what you guys got to understand. This is grassroots marketing at its finest. And so what ended up happening to me, guys, I began building this part-time and averaged between $2,000 and $3,000 a month my first 2 semesters at Texas Tech. still maintained a 3.8 GPA, still had a social life, you know, still was running track. But again, because my attitude was one of the fact that, you know, I'm busy and that's a good thing, then that ended up being a very profitable outlook for me. And so, long story short, two semesters into it, guys, at the end of my second semester, I earned $5,800. And just to get you guys kind of dreaming a little bit tonight, you know, not to sound materialistic, but just to get you dreaming a little bit, because when I was 18, you know, I wasn't necessarily thinking about retirement. I was thinking about sports cars. I was thinking about going out to eat instead of eating ramen noodles. I was thinking about having the coolest pad in Lubbock versus some little, you know, matchbox dorm room. And I was, you know, I was dreaming about having those kind of things. And so a year into the business, I was able to walk into a dealership in Austin, Texas, and purchase my very first Corvette. And, guys, it was so amazing because I ended up getting, like, this professor's pass on my Corvette so I could, like, drive my Corvette on campus. And, guys, I was like Van Wilder, only I didn't do all the wild stuff. But I was like Van Wilder. Like, I was like, you know, all of my college buddies were, like, still having to ask mommy and daddy for money. And yet, you know, because I built my Advocare business really solid for two semesters, you know, I was earning over $5,000 a month. I was like, pinch me. And so, you know, fast forward to today, you know, sometimes when you're young and you make a decision like the one that I made and Michael made and, you know, Tyler DeBerry made, you don't realize the significance of a phone call like this tonight, and you don't realize the significance of taking action. But, you know, sometimes, you know, as you begin to reflect, like you've heard some of these guys reflecting on, what has Advocare really done for your life? Guys, it's made all the difference in the world because, you know, last month we earned $47,000 with Advocare. Now I'm married. Now I have a little boy. And, you know, it's just the simple things in life. Just like Tyler was talking about, you know, most of my friends that laughed or thought, oh, Wes is doing that Advocare thing, most of those guys are switching jobs. Some of them are getting the pink slip in the morning and they don't even know it. They're all having to fight traffic. They're all dealing with little micromanaging bosses every day. And they're living a life. Some of them are living a life of quiet desperation because they don't have an answer. And so you have a chance to, you know, if you could picture your life 5, 10, 15 years from now tonight, you know, you have a chance to totally dictate how the rest of your life turns out and not leave it up to someone else because, you know, it's kind of like Andy was talking about earlier, you know, these guys are building their own empire. You know, here's the thing. You've got to be strong enough tonight to stand on your own two feet and to dictate your own future or else, you know, if you don't build your own dream, ultimately, someone's going to hire you to build theirs. And so you have a choice tonight. And whether you're a freshman, whether you're a sophomore, whether you're a junior, whether you're a senior, you know, just think about the options that Advocare could give you, where you could take a part-time business model. The thing that allowed me to say yes to this was that I was able to build Advocare around my life. I didn't have to build my life around this. That was the first thing that got me interested in looking at Advocare, was that I was a full-time student athlete. I needed income, but I didn't have the time to go get some $10 an hour job and have someone else dictate my schedule. So, you know, that was the first thing that kind of made Advocare a no-brainer for me, because I thought, wait a minute, I can get someone started on a 24-day challenge and earn in 2 minutes what would have taken me 10 hours to earn at a job. This is like, where do I sign? And so, guys, tonight it's all about action. It's all about being a forward thinker. But understand, you know, when you're young, it causes you to have to be even tougher. Because I know whenever I got started with this at the age of 18, you know, I've met resistance. You know, some of my family were like, what, are you crazy? And I'm like, absolutely not. I know what I have my hands on here. And then, you know, basically what I'm trying to tell you tonight is you've got to be tough. You know, you did not earn $50,000 a month like Tyler DeBerry unless you're tough and resilient about your purpose and reason for doing something like this. But I'm telling you guys, if you don't do this, if this is something that you choose not to, I would be willing to bet there's going to be a day in your life where you look back on this phone call and you would just wish that you could go back, you'd give anything to go back and take action on something like AdvoCare. Because I can tell you this, you may not be a millionaire here. You know, I don't know how much money you'll ultimately end up earning, but you know what? Your life will certainly be better as a result of getting started in AdvoCare, sticking by your decision, having some pride in the fact that if you say yes, you're going to see it through. And guys, when you come out on the other side, there's no telling how incredible your life can be. Because, you know, the thing is, most people in life shrink their dreams down to the level of their income. And when it comes to AdvoCare, we have unlimited income. Our income is a reflection of how many people we're willing to help. So if I want to earn more income, it's real simple. All I got to do is help more people. What a job. I'm involved with a company where Drew Brees is our national spokesperson, where we have products like Spark, that's the mental focus drink, Metabolic Nutrition System, which is like the ultimate multivitamin. And I get paid 5 ways to distribute some of the world's finest nutritional products. Pinch me, guys. You know what? At this point, it's all about action. So here's what you want to do. You want to get back to the person that invited you on this phone call. Find out how you can become a distributor. Find out how you can get started on the products. And you know what? Here's the thing. We can't teach you everything you need to know tonight, but it's just kind of like a job interview. You know, when you go to a job interview, you're not going to know everything you need to know about that company on day one. And you just kind of have to look around and go, okay, you know, do I like what this company is about? Do I like the life that, you know, some of the people that have been here for a long time have? And do I like the people that I'm in business with? And if the answer is yes to those three things, you just got to take a step of faith on that and just know and just trust me that as you begin to learn more about AdvoCare, it only gets better from here. So, guys, take action. Get back with the person that invited you to listen on this call tonight and get to work, because I'm telling you, you know, whether you're a freshman or whether you're a senior, you know, by taking action tonight, you can give yourself options when it's time to graduate. And who knows, you might even decide to make a career out of AdvoCare like we have. And, you know, it's just absolutely awesome. So thanks for your time tonight, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.